This train is bound for the glory. 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 This train is bound for the gl Yeah. We can breathe a little now. That's how he made it home with us, so we didn't have two cars. And I had made him a dinner, and he's driving down, and he's just you can fall down there. You can slow down. I could tell you've been in that speed all day long. So he was shoveling in that thing. I think he's going to chill out. Hey, girl, how are you? Is he better? Do we know what's wrong with him? Well, that's better than 104. Okay, good. They had family come in. It was a 9-month old baby. His temperature shot up to 104. So anyway, and her dad's one of the ministers here. And every year, something massive happens, and every day, all the ministers. Anyway, all right. Well, this is what you guys can say. We're coming up either way. What's going on?
We're going We're gonna walk this road to glory too.
Isn't the good Lord giving us a beautiful day today, huh? Amen. We are having fun up here.
Shane said we can have 3 hours. You guys want 3 hours?
Well, you can lean on each other. You can faith in the Lord. The Lord. The Lord.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures,
everybody will be happy over there. About the strangest things.
Oh, yeah.
You've been chewing on it? Oh, yeah. Send a check.
If you want more happiness in your life with the whole, if you want to stand taller, if the truth was told, take whatever you have, give it away. Thank you. the day is done. Throw the heart wide open. Give it away.
Come on up here to the CD. Please.
We have CDs for sale straight back through the door. Just come and meet us. If you don't want to buy one, we would appreciate you buying one, but come and talk to us. And
thank you very much, Master's Praise Vocal Group. Let's give them another hand. Great job, guys. And they are such a pleasure to be around, a fun group of guys. And so, yes, go back there and buy CDs. Go visit them at their booth. It's not far from workshop information. They'll be there starting tomorrow morning. All right? Good to see everybody. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to start our praise and worship time. What I'd like for you to do is let's all stand up and just take this moment to stretch out and meet somebody new and tell them who your favorite workshop speaker is and what class it is that you're most looking forward to, all right? Go.
It's good size.
Westover.
Maybe what? Is maybe called Westover? Westover. It's in a residential area.
Mark Morrow. Yeah, it's right across from a high school, and then see a bunch of houses around. It's a neat place. Our son goes there too.
Yeah, we've been once, and it's not here.
Well, a lot of people drive a long way to go there.
East side.
I think it goes past about 3 or 4 congregations.
I believe that. How old is he?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He is
facing west, on the second row, facing west.
Well, I'm wondering if Ryan knows him.
37 or 27?
Maybe not.
No. We're back about 20 yards behind the campaign.
They've got a real active young married group down there, 30-some-odd kids, but he's mid-20s.
Yeah, they meet every Sunday night for some small group. Not quite like this guy, but pretty close.
Still
there.
Oh, yeah.
originally?
No, we moved there.
Years ago.
Whenever it was, 1980.
Right, all right. Let's bring everybody back in. We're going to worship the Lord together. So if you guys find the voice, lend it to ours. Let's build the room of God's praise.
My life's in you, my strength's in you, my hope's in you.
Don't stop.
In you.
Sopranos.
My life's in you, my strength's in you, my hope's in you.
Here tonight. Welcome. I don't know you. And
my name is Kit Long, so now I'm at a great disadvantage, if you know my name. And so it's really great to be a part of the family tonight, God's big family of God. I come from Memphis, Tennessee, from City Harvey Church. And up here I represented five congregations, including City Harvey Church in Memphis, where I come from. So, we met at the airport terminal line getting rental cars. I just started singing, and they were singing with me, so I hired him to come sing tonight. So that's what that's how big God's family is. You never know you're going to run into some of our folks. We're going to spend some time tonight settling in. I don't know how long your drive was. You may have flown here. You may have just come from around the corner. You may have come from several states over. Wherever you're from, thank you for making the journey to be with us tonight. Thank you for spending this time with us, with the Lord. We want Him to get all of the glory, all of the praise. He is the hero of our evening, and we're going to keep it that way. So we're going to enjoy being in His presence, and we're going to enjoy being around tables, sitting in chairs next to each other. Hopefully our fellowship will grow a little bit more tonight. Psalm 99 says, "The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name." Say this with me. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob you have done what is just. Right. Say this screen with me, everyone. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. He is holy. The God of the heavens, the ancient of days, the God of the fathers, the Alpha Omega, beginning and end, forever and ever, the kingdom will stand. We come to bow before you now. We come to lay our lives down. We will have no other God before you. Nothing on earth will compete for your throne. You are the sovereign I am, and you reign in our heart alone. We will exalt you on high forever, King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. We will have no other God before you. Our Maker, Creator, before time began, Messiah and Savior, Redeemer and Friend, Rock of salvation, so faithful and true. We give all the glory and honor to you. For you alone are worthy of our never-ending Lord. Now we will have no other God before you. Nothing on earth will compete for your throne. You are the sovereign I am, and you reign in my heart alone. We will exalt you on high forever. King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. We will have no other God before you. We will have no other God before you. Nothing on earth will compete for your throne. You are the sovereign I am, and you reign in our hearts alone. We will exalt you on high forever, King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. We will have no other God before you.
Thank you.
For many of us, this may be the first time it's been quiet all day. It's maybe the first time we've been still all day. Movement is a part of our culture. It's expected, it's demanded. In fact, we have to move a little faster than the next guy to keep up. Father, in this moment, it is good to be silent. It's good to be still. Lord, it is good to be in your presence. Father, there is no other God but you. We're in agreement tonight that you are the God of the heavens, you're the God of our hearts, you're the God of our lives. Father, we confess, readily confess, that even as we say those words, that you are God alone, and nothing has desire to go to you, you know in our hearts and our lives. We let them. And we're enticed by things that are beautiful, we're enticed by things that are powerful, we're enticed by money, we're enticed by position, we're enticed by, even at a conference like this, we can compare churches. How many people we have on a Sunday morning. God, forgive us when we use the wrong measuring sticks. And so, Father, we lay our lives before you now. You're the only thing that matters. We want you to fill us, Lord, and we want to adore you with words, with songs, with thoughts, with our attitude, with our lives. And God, I pray for those I know at a conference like this, in a room this size with this many people. I know a lot of people come here to heal. Maybe their ministry and their churches are just chewing them up and spitting them out. Maybe their marriage is barely hanging on, or maybe it's gone. Maybe there's been loss of someone you dearly love, whether they've moved away or they've left this world. We're grieving, God, whatever it may be. We want to be your hands and feet to reach out and be instruments of peace and healing. We want to be like you. So, Father, we trust in this moment and every day that we live that you are mighty to save. We lift the song of worship as a song of hope. God, as we sing it, we convince ourselves one more time, you are mighty to save, and we do care. That every one of us. Thank you for being that kind of God. We love you and we worship you. It's in Jesus we pray. Amen.
Everyone needs compassion, the love that's there within me. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior. The whole nation. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Thank you.
Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. it trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God, sing with me how great is our God, and oh, sing how great.
Get by. My registration fee, I paid my airfare, my motel, and my meals, and and all of it know it. But now I say that, not say, oh boy, better deal than this. I've gone the last 3 years. I intend to keep going because it is one wonderful thing. And I believe our people know that. You guys get ready with the buckets of what we've got because we're going to turn you loose quickly with that. But it's just important once in a while to know that what we're doing together. We're doing this family. Now Terry tells me that that humongous budget that we've have to have to put this workshop on, that all the bills have been paid down to and owing this much. I'm going to tell you right now to the penny. We are still in need at this moment of $61,612.32. We'd like very much for all of us working together to get this done. You remember Moses in the old days when they said, okay, we've got to have this much money to raise for the people of God. And they brought and brought, and they were so excited that he finally had to tell them, stop your giving. It would just be a wonderful thing if we did tonight or tonight and tomorrow night and could be able to say on any night of the workshop, we've got it all. We've paid our bills. We can start thinking about next time. You guys ready for this? Are you ready to write your checks out to the Tulsa workshop? It's, of course, a tax deduction. Write big checks. Put in the contribution that we'll be passing around. Oh, there's one more thing. Over in the, is it the Workshop Central? In Workshop Central, we're not found. You can give by credit card. I saw a sign about Jesus Saves, and somebody had green stamps. That's in another age. But over here, you can give by credit card. If you want to help and you just are not ready to do that in cash, go ahead and give money. Let's do it, okay? Let's take care of that little housekeeping thing and get that done. We're probably going to be singing and rejoicing while the time we're giving, so let's get all of that done.
While they're passing these buckets, Marvin and I got some things to cover, but I just need you to know, this generous man right here, we've already got the 32 cents covered. A lot of people might be helping me. Okay, Marvin, come on over here, because we've got to cover these other things. While they're passing those buckets, I need to tell you that I meet every Thursday morning in an early bird session, 6:30 in my office, with 15 preachers. I have 15 tickets. I have 2 tickets left, and if there is a preacher in this assembly that would like to have one of those 2, you see me immediately afterward. And while I'm still talking, we need to tell you, we want you to register tomorrow over in the Exchange Center. Be sure to register. And they have a gift certificate giveaway and a drawing for a free CD. So be sure to register tomorrow. Okay, Marvin, you got the cancellation?
I have to do it. I do it somewhere. I'm trying to give my money away to guys who wouldn't come up here. Okay, here's the cancellation. There are some cancellations. Everybody pay attention here. You guys get up here in the bucket because I'm going to give a little experience on this bunch. Anyway, Jackie Chestnut, cancellation. On Thursday at 10 o'clock, Jackie Chestnut's class is canceled. Eric Brunson, let's see, at Friday, that's canceled, at 2 o'clock. The 2 o'clock class is canceled. His other classes will be filled. Okay, so only the one is canceled. Now, the same thing with Jim Morris. Jim Morris has had a death in the family, but the All Arms of Hope classes will be conducted. All of the Arms of Hope classes will be conducted. So even though he won't be here, they will be here. Okay, those are the cancellations.
Okay, I want to share with you a little bit about our keynote schedule. Just a little side note to get it. Every evening speaker will be followed the next morning by one that speaker has mentored. Randy Harris speaks tonight. Dusty Rush has been mentored by Randy. I didn't mentor my son. I told him to take the trash out, kept beating on his sister. But Randy mentored him, and I'm grateful. And then Jason Thornton speaks the morning following me, and Jason is on staff at Memorial, and I'm telling you, he's a package of several talents in one, and I'm really proud of him. Then Jonathan Storman is new to the Tulsa scene, and you're gonna go crazy over him, and he was mentored by Rick Ashley. So I just want you to know that little part going on. Hey, Marvin.
Yeah, well, me.
You got this one, I guess.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll be right with you all anytime.
Jerry, I turned 80 this
year. Yeah.
That explains a lot of it.
Really?
I've always been that way, but now I have an excuse.
Okay.
All right, surely everyone in all the world knows about the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. And like me, many of you wondered, how can I help with that? Where's somebody doing something? I've heard a lot of things that I haven't gotten into because I don't know them, I don't know what they're doing. Here's good news, guys. We've got it here at the workshop, at the World Radio Booth. Get this now. World Radio Booth number 612. You can go by and you can give money for the Japan earthquake and tsunami relief. Isn't that terrific? So don't forget that. Listen, while I'm here, Terry, you said that we really ought to thank the area churches. I mean, we're glad all of you come from all over, but it does us here in Tulsa a world of good to see our brethren come and cooperate in so many different ways. Last Sunday, they swapped pulpits all over Tulsa just to sort of encourage one another. We're really thankful for that. Guys, if we ever learn how to work together, we're going to get this job done. So let's keep doing that. Praise you. Thank God for that.
Okay, one last thing here. Don McLaughlin, we're going to have our prayer in a little bit, and so I want to thank Don for being a part of our prayer. Hey, Marvin, come here. Man, we got to start early. You're worn out, tired. Hey, I just wanted y'all to notice
something.
I'm going to introduce our speaker, Randy Harris. I want you to notice what Marvin and I are wearing. We went to Walgreens to get a Randy Harris outfit, and they only had one set left. And so, we tried, Randy, we tried. Randy Harris is our speaker tonight. We are crazy about this man, and he is, he's just fascinating because he is, he's just, extremely scholarly and still has his feet in the work of Christ. And it's just amazing what he does to not only share the word highly effectively, but to labor in ministry to train young people to be coming up through the faith, and it's remarkable. And so we are thrilled always when Randy Harris can be a part of our Tulsa workshop. Thank you all for being with us.
I was preparing the worship plan for the evening. I found out Randy's going to speak on letting the chains of indifference fall away. Yesterday I was driving in my car because I'd been downtown to pick up a friend of mine who had spent the night in the local jail because of the fight. He had spent 20 some odd years on the street as a homeless person. We don't have enough time to go through his story, but he's been set on fire. He's been in jail so many times and wandered from place to place in Memphis. And so yesterday, as we were driving around, we just eat lunch together, I was playing this song that you're about to hear. This is the group that I came with called Turning Point. Breeshan Hatcher's a buddy of mine that's now a worship leader in Memphis. So he and I got together and decided to have to do. This is a Phil Collins song, so you may recognize it, but we decided we would do an a cappella version. And this is really at the heart of what it means to speak against indifference. And so this is Another Day in Paradise, which you guys may recognize as it begins. But just as you watch this and listen, know that there are a lot of people that we step over every day with an indifferent heart, and may God change us tonight as we worship together. So enjoy the video.
It's just another day for you and me in paradise. It's just another day for you and me in paradise. In paradise. It's just I'm gonna tell you, 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 I'm g
Create us so in your image that we have the capacity to adore you meaningfully and to offend you mightily. We are a stunning creation, a great risk. And yet tonight we come to you longing to have the satisfaction of our soul in you. That what we would do with you and with each other and with this waiting and watching world would be anything but indifferent. Father, we lift up to you places all over the world and quickly. We lift up to you people on all sides of the cross. Those who would lash out at you and those that would cry for mercy. We lift up each other. And in doing so as a community of faith, we know that someone is lifting us up. Father, tonight I would pray for your servant, your son, Randy Harris, our brother, one that has mentored many of us, one that is concerned deeply with his life in you. Father, thank you for the gift of preaching. We pray that you would pour it in him and through him tonight. Father, open our hearts, surprise us with our willingness to hear your message. And now, Lord, I pray that you would anoint him with your Holy Spirit and make him like a piece of glass through whom we hear you and see you. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.